الحمد لله الحمد لله ذي الجلال والإكرام والطول والإنعام حثنا على التعاون وحسن الأخلاق وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and protector, the one who has bestowed upon us the ability to come here today to gather in his praise, to glorify his magnanimity, and to strengthen our bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our attendance here and make this day, this moment, a means for our forgiveness, for our success, for our pardon, and for our salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. My dear brothers and sisters, my respected elders, beautiful children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On this noble, beautiful day in the sacred house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah azza wa jal bless you all and enable us all to follow in the footsteps of Islam and follow in the footsteps of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. For the majority of us who are guardians, for those who are parents, it's been, I'd say, quite a challenging week to 2 weeks with having your children at home. That doesn't mean that we haven't had a challenging year thus far with the lockdowns, etc. But nevertheless, when some normality returns and then you begin a routine once again and then you have your children with you for a week or two, then it becomes quite difficult to juggle. So within this period, I'm sure we've had our ups and downs with our children. And our children also have probably been frustrated with us as well, because they want to go back to their schools, to their colleges, to their universities. And they also want to be with those whom they consider to be their friends. And choosing good friends, choosing good companions, those people who have a huge influence on you, on the decisions that you make, on your mindset, on your outlook to life, and how you approach certain matters, whether they be financial, physical, spiritual matters, your friends have a huge influence and bearing on you. Even though you may listen to your parents, but you are more readily receptive to listening to your friends. And they have a huge influence and power over you. So therefore, this is why Allah Azza wa Jal and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam have mentioned that choosing good friends is very, very crucial in for your spiritual, for your religious, and for your physical success in this dunya and the hereafter. And if you look on our tweets, look on our feeds, if you look on our Facebook and Twitter and all of these other platforms, we may proudly say we have hundreds, thousands of followers. And some celebrities will have millions and millions of followers as well. But that doesn't necessarily mean that those people are concerned for you and your well-being. They are concerned for your grave. They are concerned for your hereafter. They are concerned for your return to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are concerned for your morals, for your values, for your ethics. They're not concerned of all of these things. It's just fame is just following and is just today it's here, tomorrow that same celebrity you may hate because they end up saying something or doing something. So today inshallah al-Aziz we'll discuss in brief the important aspect of good companionship, good suhbah, and how Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a beautiful example in the Quran of how the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal chose their companions. We may have hundreds and thousands of people in your contacts, but from those hundreds and thousands of people, you can only probably count on your fingers, maybe, the most closest friends that you can call on, that you can rely on. And even from those 10 people or so, you'll only have a few, maybe 3 or 4 intimate people who you share your deepest and darkest secrets and concerns with them, where you can really feel that you can trust them and share everything with them. So having good suhbah, good companions, will also dictate your deen as well. Al-mar'u ala deen khalilihi, al-rajlu ala deen khalilihi. That a person is on the deen of his friend. So if your friend is religious and practicing, and if they are inclined towards Allah Azza wa Jal, they will also have that influence and bearing on you as well. So often, we are given some impossible challenges in life. Some are absolutely unimaginable tasks that we have to perform. And the challenges of life come and go. And we think that these personal challenges, these financial challenges, these religious, these spiritual challenges, how can we overcome these particular things? One, obviously we look to ourselves and we look at our experience and our ability and our knowledge base, and then we think, okay, this is how I can do something. Or we turn to our parents and we turn to our siblings, but then there's a cut-off point on how much you ask your parents. Because you know, or something's going to go wrong. So even with your parents, there's a limit to how much you ask. But your friends, you don't really have a limit because you grow up with them in a different capacity, in a different manner, and therefore you have a different bond with them, a bond where you know that they're not going to judge you in that particular way, or they're not going to scold you or scare you, X, Y, and Z. You have a different type of relationship. So in life, you can overcome many things yourself. You can overcome many other things with the assistance and guidance of your parents. But the majority of us in the big bad world, as they say, when you go to your colleges and universities and you're at work with your colleagues and friends, generally the first port of call is always your friends. Yara, dasso ki kara. Oh, I'm in a pickle. I'm stuck. Come and help me out. This is what we do. We don't really look on to our parents in that particular capacity unless it's life and death situation, and then obviously it's slightly different. So when you see the Quran, there's a beautiful example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares the friendship and the companionship of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and how more importantly Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam chooses his friend. In this day and age, in college, at universities, you will go towards certain people because they are famous, they are handsome, they are pretty, they are successful, they have good grades. These are some of the reasons why you'll incline towards them. Or they are wealthy. Okay? Or X, Y, for some other particular reason. But they are all arbitrary and fluctuating reasons that you may go towards them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example here of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and how he chose his closest and dearest companion as friend. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like to all of us, He gives us challenges and gives us tasks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a monumental task to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam by saying, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. That go to Fir'aun, indeed he has transgressed. And we know Fir'aun at that time, na'uzu billah min dhalik, that he considered himself to be God. He considered himself to be the most powerful being in the world, in the universe, and that he could dictate whatever he wanted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gave a seemingly an insurmountable task to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to go to Fir'aun, to confront Fir'aun, and to tell him, to rectify him, and then tell him that he has indeed transgressed the boundaries and limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also applicable to every single one of us in life. You will have various tasks given to you by your managers, your colleagues, your friends, your teachers, your supervisors, your family, your neighbors, and X, Y, and Z. And then you will think, oh my God, how do I do this? How do I achieve this? How do I fulfill this particular objective? But the first thing that we learn from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and this is something that we all need to learn and adopt and apply in our lives, is Musa alayhi salam, he doesn't say, oh my God, he doesn't say, hunki yosi, he doesn't say, na walang yo tuwadi, or anything like that. No, he remains calm, he remains cool, he keeps his composure. And this is something that we need to really learn in our lives. Because sometimes when you tell somebody something, and their reaction is to blow up. How dare you tell me to do this? How can I do this? X, Y, and Z. Musa alayhi salam keeps his calm, keeps his composure, and he says, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. That in, oh my Lord, whatever task that you have given me, which is to go and confront Fir'aun and tell him that indeed he has transgressed, oh my Lord, expand my breast, expand my chest for me, which means give me himmat, give me strength, give me fortitude, give me patience, give me resilience. This is what it basically means. It give me the ability to do this. So in our life as well, we may find very difficult situations. Very, very difficult situations. But what we should always do is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His strength, ask for His help, ask for His aid, ask for His assistance. And then Musa alayhi salam says, وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِثَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And ease for me my task, make it easier for me. So this is something that we should always approach life with all of our matters, whatever task, whatever things come our way. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, ask for His strength and assistance, ask for ease in your matter. And then Musa alayhi salam then talks about his own impairment, his physical impairment, which is he had a slight stutter. So he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحْلِلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِثَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. That untie the knot from my speech, that make me stronger in my speech, in my ability, in my clarity, in how I elucidate my feelings and my emotions and my speech, so that people may understand me openly and freely, and I can express myself in the best of manners. So this is the dua that Musa alayhi salam does. So look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has broken down this conversation, this dialogue. Allah has given him a task, just like your parents, your family, the dunya will give you a task. But he turns to Allah, asks for his strength and help and ease, and then asks to overcome his impairment or his hesitation so that people may understand him. So Musa alayhi salam here doesn't abandon the task given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he takes it head on. And then he knows, and so many times in life you will know as well, that you can't achieve something all on your own. You will need your mother, you will need your father, you will need assistance. If you're moving a sofa, you need somebody to help you on the other side. You're moving a bed, you're moving anything, and you're doing anything, you'll always need two or three people to assist you in that particular matter. So Musa alayhi salam is not going to do a small task, he's going to achieve something monumental and great. So then he comes to the next part of assistance and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentions that يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي وَجَعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي وَجَعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرُكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Then he goes, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is me physically, internally, this is what I need, but externally, I need extra help and assistance. And this is something very important for us to realize as well. You know, as nations, as communities, as families, you can achieve far more. And you can achieve it far better. And you can be more effective when you work together. And when you work with those people who have skill to enable you to achieve that outcome much more quicker. For example, you want to do something, but you have no technical skills. And you can go with the wrong tools and the wrong mindset and you'll be there all day. But call a builder, call a plumber, and he'll do the same job within 2 to 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's very, because they have the experience and the knowledge base. So here Musa alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appoint a minister from his family to assistance and aid, i.e. a friend from the family of Musa alayhi salam, Harun akhi. That Harun alayhi salam, who is the brother of Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam is asking that he be joined with Musa alayhi salam in this particular task, and they both go out to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at then how Musa alayhi salam then categorizes and describes his assistance, his friend, his aid. That هَارُونَ أَخِشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي. That increased through him my strength. Do you know when you're on your own and you've got 10 bullies in front of you, you're going to run a mile. Okay? But when you've got somebody holding your back, you know that even if there's 2 or 3 or 5, you'll be able to take them on. This is what it is. So Musa alayhi salam is there, he wants this physical help and assistance and strength from Harun alayhi salam. And then let him share my task with me as well. And so that we may complete your task, we may strengthen one another and support one another and fulfill your mission, but also so that we may remember you. وَنَذْكُرُكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. Remember you abundantly, indeed you are all the ever-seeing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. That indeed you have been granted your request, O Musa. Musa alayhi salam could have said, oh Allah, just destroy him. Oh Allah, just get rid of him. I don't want to go through this difficult process. But no, getting over your mental blocks, getting over your emotional blocks, getting over your physical blocks, and then seeking that assistance and that help with your friends and your family, and then going out to overcome that particular problem, that is the meaning of life. We can't always just hide away within our homes or say it's not my problem or somebody else will fix this problem. No, we as human beings, we have to learn to become more resilient. We have to learn to overcome our problems and our challenges, whether we do that individually on our own, more importantly, whether we do that with our friends and those people who truly are there with our back. So look at how Musa alayhi salam, he asks for a companion to aid and assist him, which really defines what we should do when we're going out now in our colleges, in our universities, in our workplaces. Find these people who will really aid you in achieving your goals and your objectives. More importantly, these people who will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, he asks for Harun, who is a close companion. He's a family relative, but he's also a close companion. So he is being very, very selective in terms of who he wants to be with him. And this is very, very important. Sometimes we just choose our people. Do you know, majority of peers, unfortunately, they give their gaddina sheen, as they say, over to their sons. And this is not the correct way. Okay? This is not the correct way at all. This is not the real part of the sunnah. So this is what happens. It's called nepotism. Look at how in Pakistan and other countries, what happens? So father was a minister and then the son becomes a minister. Father was a judge and the son automatically becomes a judge. They just pass it on and it's nepotism from father to son or from mother to daughter, etc. And similarly, Musa alayhi salam could have asked for this, but no, he was being selective. But then he qualified why he wanted to choose Harun alayhi salam, and he gave the qualities because he was worthy of all of those qualities as well. So you need to be worthy, you need to have these inherent qualities within you, these characteristics within you, in order for you to say, wait a minute, yes, I should be doing this. So Musa alayhi salam was selective. He didn't just choose any person. He wanted this qualified person with the right skill set, with the right quality, in order for him to achieve his particular goal and objective. So you need to be very, very selective. The youngsters that are going to colleges, going to universities, you need to be very, very selective in the company that you keep, the friends that you have, and how those people will define you, and how those people will either bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or take you further away. How those people will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How those people will enable you to achieve your objective and your goal, which is to worship Allah azza wa jal, recognize Allah azza wa jal, fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, be there with you and help you on the day of Qiyamah as well. Because the majority of people, أَلَخِلَّهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوفٍ. That the majority of your so-called friends, of your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, and all of these people that you follow and tweet, they'll be your enemies and open enemies on the day of Qiyamah. Except for those who are the righteous, those who are muttaqeen, those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are pious, these people of that particular quality will guide you in the dunya, and they will be there to guide you in the hereafter as well. So, the right selection, having the right friend, will dictate either your success or your failure. And it's not just based on fame or power or wealth or nepotism, it should be based on their inherent qualities. And then Musa alayhi salam says, increase through him my strength. So your friends, the friends that you have, you should ask yourself, do your friends make you stronger as individuals? Or are they constantly putting you down and constantly, Tanuki pata, you're nothing, you're weak, you're this, you're that, everything you are is because of me, I support you, I do this, 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 this. Is this the type of friend that you have? Or do you have the type of friends who make you stronger? Make you stronger as a Muslim, make you stronger as a son, make you stronger as a daughter, make you stronger in every single capacity? Do they encourage you to become physically strong, spiritually strong? Do they aid and support you in your strength? Or are they always constantly berating you and putting you down and saying you're nothing and insignificant without them? So, Musa alayhi salam wanted somebody who can make him stronger. Not say you have a competition, but make him stronger, that they will work with one another. And these are the type of friends that we should look towards. Those friends who make you stronger, stronger in faith, stronger in iman, stronger in strength, stronger in every single capacity, who bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let him share my task. Again, often we do things alone, but true friends are those that they know what you are going through, and they will be there for you, whether over the phone, whether in person, whatever capacity that they can. True friends will be there for you, and they will enable you, and they will empower you, and they will strengthen you, and help you along the way to achieve your task and make that thing just that little bit easier. Yes, as human beings, we can do things on our own, but when you do it with your friend, you make fond memories, you make better bonds, and you make better relationships. So again, ask yourselves, who are your true friends? Are they truly there for you in times of difficulty? Are they there for you in the times of ease? Do they strengthen you? Do they empower you? Do they make you better? Do they bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is the most comprehensive aspect of the dua that Musa alayhi salam does to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. That I just don't want Harun alayhi salam to be there because he's from my family, or just because, you know, he's stronger perhaps and he will aid me. But no, I also want him primarily there so that he can aid me and I can aid him, and we can both remember you as abundantly as possible. And this is the most core quality that we must find, and we must search for in our friends, in our colleagues, in our acquaintances, and all of those people that you interact with. Are these people truly bringing you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are they reminding you of Allah azza wa jal? Are they reminding you of the sharia? Reminding you of the halal? Reminding you of the haram? Telling you to stay within the parameters of the deen of Islam? So he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him a friend, to grant him a companion, to grant him a brother, one who will strengthen him and aid him, but most importantly, one who will remind him constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So true friends, in a nutshell, are those who are not just there for their own benefit or for a short term, but those people who are constantly there to remind you, to aid you, and make you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep you within the parameters of sharia, so that you never forget Allah azza wa jal. You never forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'un basir. He is the all-hearing, He is the all-seeing. They never forget to remind you that you need to do the right thing, you need to speak the truth, you need to be honest, you need to be upright, you need to keep away from haram, you need to keep away from fitna. These are the true friends that we must search for, and they are very, very rare in this day and age, believe me. This is why you need to be even more careful and more selective as you go out back to school, in your colleges and universities, and ask yourselves, who are your true friends, and where are they taking you? Which direction are they taking you? Are they strengthening you, enabling you, and making you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are they keeping you away from these particular objectives and goals? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to find true friendships in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Wa qawli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khayran.